Welcome, America. Fasten your seatbelts. This is the Jay Sheldon Show.
I'm alive. But just barely. Hey, the trans cult and Ireland is awake. China and the movies. And things that they wish we would forget. Welcome to the Jay Sheldon Show. Today? Tuesday? I've missed so much time. My apologies from the bottom of my heart. I know all of our dedicated viewers and listeners out there come to rely on the show. I'm sorry that I made a hole in your day, but I'm going to do my best not to let that happen again. But I will tell you, it might. I got to be honest with you, as I always am. Right now, I'm going through some medical things that I won't get into. But it's pretty awful, and I'm dealing with it, and I'm getting through it. It ain't easy, and some nights and days it leaves me beside myself, and I'm just not able to get up here and get this studio humming and put a show together for you. But we're going to do our best. We're going to get through it with your help and your love. I really appreciate it. Thank you for being out there, showing us how much you care, and it means the world to me. It really does. Thanks, folks. We'll get to the other side. There is another side out there. We'll see what happens. Hey, you know what? Look at this. Just tonight. Hang on. Let me just get... Where is my X feed? As I'm getting ready for the show, I'm going through everything. I just popped up X just to see what was going on. And right in a row... It just happened, so I didn't see this earlier. I probably would have included it in the show notes, but check this out. Does everyone understand how bad this is? This is from Brian Tyson, medical doctor. How does the CDC get permission to do this? They have redacted every single word of a 148-page study on myocarditis after COVID. 148 pages of a study all about myocarditis after COVID, and the CDC redacted everything. Everything. We warned you. Telling you. Look at this. It's just right in a row. Boom, 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 boom. Taco Bell in the Bay Area in Oakland. They've announced indefinite closure of all dining rooms. Can you think of why? Robberies. Closing all the Taco Bell dining rooms. You can only go in, order, and go out, or use the drive-thru. That's it. And if you didn't hear this yet, they arrested Andrew and Tristan Tate again. Much more sinister and disturbing, though, than the last one. The details of what just happened... likely like the last time, might make you kind of 1776 angry. This is from Matt Wallace. This was not the doing of some random officials in a small country. Disgustingly, one of the most powerful governments in the world is actually behind it. The UK authorities reached their authoritarian arm over 1,000 miles away and commanded their arrests in Romania. Yeah. So there you go. Post after post, it just gets worse and gets worse. It's absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. That wasn't even in the show notes tonight, but had to talk about it because it popped up, it came up, and it's important you know about it. All right, let us pop in here and tell you about one of our great sponsors. They help to support this show. They help to support me. And you, in return, get a great bargain and get a great cup of coffee. They are, of course, Blackout Coffee. Oh, yeah. Love these guys. Booyah. Be awake, not woke. Blackout Coffee, folks, is the most American-loving company you'll ever find. They support our troops, our first responders. They make a kick-ass cup of coffee. You will not be disappointed, I promise you. They've got some great coffee blends, roast rather. Brutal Awakening, Morning Reaper, 2A, which stands for Second Amendment, by the way. All kinds of flavored coffees, which are delicious. There's cinnamon French toast and chocolate cherry. If you use coffee pods, they have those too. 5-pound bags if you're really coffee crazy like me. And of course, you've got Covert Co-op, Morning Reaper, Pitch Black Espresso. Prices reasonable, $15.95 for a bag of blackout coffee beans. They roast them after you order. 48 hours after you order, Blackout Coffee roasts these beans and ship them out to you. When they arrive at your door, they are fresh roasted coffee beans ready for you to grind up, and you'll notice the difference. Full-bodied, full-flavored, robust, never bitter. I'm telling you, you got to check these guys out. They make the most. I'm living on it. I am. Somebody told me to cut back on my coffee drinking. Not with Blackout Coffee. That ain't going to happen. Please check it out. Do yourself a favor. And when you're over there at the site, the link is in our show notes. You can also use the promo code at checkout, J20, J-A-Y-20. That will get you 20% off your first order at Blackout Coffee. Thanks, Blackout Coffee, for being part of the show. We really do appreciate your being here and appreciate you coming in as one of our great sponsors. We love you guys. All right. Daily Caller. The House passed, you may have heard about this, happened a few days ago, the Laken-Riley Act. Yes, Laken, not Lincoln. To crack down on illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. The House passed the bill Thursday that would target illegals who have committed certain crimes, naming the legislation in memory of the late nursing student, Laken-Riley. She, of course, you must know by now, was killed by an allegedly by an illegal immigrant, a Venezuelan national who entered the U.S. illegally and was released after being detained. It should pass the Senate. That doesn't mean it will or it would, but it should. This is common sense legislation. This is good legislation, and this can help our local law enforcement. So I would hope the Senate would look at it from that standpoint. That Republican Rep. Mike Collins of Georgia, the bill's sponsor. He also represents the district in which Riley died, sadly. So anyway, yes, there were a whole bunch of Democrats who, guess what, voted against it. True to form. How could anybody in their right mind vote it? Wait a minute. I just answered my own question. They're not in their right mind. That's how. 170 House Democrats voted against the Laken-Riley Act. Take a look. Refusing to require the detention and deportation of illegals who've been caught committing a crime. 170 House Democrats voted against this legislation. If these Democrats have their way, sadly, Laken-Riley will not be the last name you have to remember who have lost their lives to these illegal criminals. There is a report out there from the Daily Caller, which is beyond frightening. I put the link in our show notes. Leaked documents reveal that the trans cult is going even further than we ever knew. Look, I've said it 1,000 times before. I'm going to say it again. If you are over 18 years old, you do what you want. You do you, I'll do me. I don't care. I'm not going to call you by your bullshit pronouns. Z, they, whatever. No, not going to happen with me. Sorry, I don't have to do that, and I'm not going to. You want to cut off your parts and pretend to be something you're not? You're an adult. Knock yourself out. I don't have to respect that. I don't have to agree with it. That's my right, just like it's yours to do whatever mutilations you want to do to your body or however you want to dress. But rule number one on this show, leave the freaking kids alone. What you're doing should have nothing to do with children. And if I choose not to have anything to do with you, I choose not to have anything to do with you. That's just the way it goes. But these people are sick, folks. Some of these people are beyond repair. An environmental group released leaked documents from the world's top organization of doctors determining the correct course on youth and adult transgender health care. This was just yesterday. The findings inside the WPATH files expose the sinister reality of this pseudoscience that's got all of America up in arms and American children being mutilated, and goes way past anything you or even I could have possibly imagined. WPATH stands for the World Professional Association for Transgender Health. They're the leading organizations that most doctors, hospitals, clinics look to for guidance on the proper treatment for children and adults who present to medical professionals with gender dysphoria. Even just 3 years ago, the understanding of the transgender craze was pretty much mistaken as just a small number of confused children and adults. But this massive, massive increase of people, young and old, and young girls in particular, by the way, identifying as trans, nowadays it's become a household topic. Social contagion that makes otherwise healthy children believe they were born in the wrong body and their idiot parents are doing nothing to help, truly help. Most families in America have not gone untouched by this trend of children expressing the desire to change their gender. At the heart of the issue is whether or not parents can trust the information that is given to them by doctors. Apparently, according to these documents, clearly they cannot. Folks, this is important. You may not be affected by this, but perhaps you've got a relative or a friend who may be going through it. They must read this article. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but there's some important parts that you need to know about. Conversation over medical recommendations for permanent surgical procedures. They require two authorization letters to proceed with removing the breasts of a minor girl, according to the report. The doctors called the requirement to make sure the girl suffered from gender dysphoria gatekeeping, a term progressive activists use when someone of otherwise sound mind is concerned about the drastic actions being taken. One doctor promised to help write the second letter, because they need two, if a different signature was needed to get the surgery approved. Even though it's clear, they never treated the patient in question. Never even saw them. And they're writing letters recommending they get their breasts cut off. Multiple incidences throughout the report, throughout the transcripts, video meetings, the world's top minds in transgender medicine agree there is simply no way minors can give informed consent to be placed on hormone blockers, cross-sex hormones, or even surgeries that remove healthy sex organs like breasts, penises, and uteruses. And yet, they're going ahead and doing it. And some of these freak abusive parents are encouraging it. The article is long, but it is jam-packed with information that you are not going to hear anywhere else. It's from the Daily Caller. It is brilliant. Read it, share it out there, let people know. This trans community has gone off the deep end. I said it in the beginning, I've said it 1,000 times before, what you do with your body when you're an adult, I don't give a fat rat's ass less. I really don't. I really, really don't. But you leave those kids alone. And if you're a parent encouraging this bullshit, you are guilty of one of the worst kinds of child abuse. You should be ashamed of yourself. Ireland's waking up. I love it. Like I said, we cover these because we're not far behind, and let's hope not. Ireland has rejected wokeness. Yes! They proved that it is a mostly conservative country. And the government and most of its political parties are completely out of step with the public. No surprise there. Sound familiar? They overwhelmingly voted no to wokeness. The referendums proposed changes to the Constitution, which would have expanded the definition of a family from a relationship founded on marriage to include non-traditional relationships. Rejected by 67.7%. Second referendum to replace and change old-fashioned language about women to the new DEI language? Nope. Rejected. Almost 74% said not interested. Turnout highest ever to vote on an Irish referendum. Gosh and be gora. Go Ireland. Yes. Show them how it's done. Chinese popped back in the news. A Chinese national has been arrested here in the U.S. Why? For stealing Google AI technology. Yep. They hired him anyway. Chinese software engineer arrested last week for allegedly stealing artificial intelligence tech from Google while secretly working for two Chinese companies. Linwei Ding, 38 years old, also known as Leon Ding, faces 4 counts of theft of trade secrets. Arrested in Newark, California, transferred confidential information from Google's network to his personal account while secretly being affiliated with Chinese-based companies in the AI industry. Oh no, there's no spies here. All those folks coming across the border, including a great number of Chinese nationals, I might add. Nah. They're no problem. No trouble. No trouble at all. And the Chinese are not done. Because every time you buy a ticket and you sit your ass in a movie theater and you watch one of these Hollywood films, it's been made by a lot of bowing and ass kissing to China. Breitbart. Links in our show notes. Blood money. This is a frightening headline. How Steven Spielberg, Jeffrey Katzenberger, and other Hollywood big shots bow to Beijing and allow their films to be used for pro-China propaganda. Yep. There it is. There they are. Exactly how deep are Hollywood's ties to China? Beijing's tentacles are wrapped around almost every major studio in Hollywood. And a lot of smaller ones as well, by the way. As well as a bunch of A-list names. Spielberg, Michael Bay, Jeffrey Katzenberg, the Russo brothers, even Tyler Perry, not immune to China's power. There's a new book out, Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. Brilliant book. If you get a chance, pick up a copy. But it delves deep into exactly how China influences the films you see and the films that are being made, written, produced, brought to your theater near you, and all under the thumb of the Chinese, who, trust me, don't have our best interests in mind. Yes, I am picking on China tonight. Just so happened, three stories in a row, boom, boom, boom. Could it be the end of TikTok? That would make me very happy. If you watch this show for any regular amount of time, you'll know what a love-hate relationship I have with TikTok. There is no love. I hate it. A complete ban is now closer than ever in the U.S., which could spell an end of TikTok, but there is a warning. There is a serious warning you need to pay attention to. Bipartisan legislation could require TikTok to divest from its Chinese owner, ByteDance, or face an outright ban in app stores throughout the U.S. There is currently legislation which they've labeled as a way of controlling TikTok. I don't know what it is. Read the legislation, folks, or read a synopsis, because while it does accomplish a bit of that, that ain't all. This is not a bill just about banning TikTok. If this bill, the way it's currently written, described as a move to protect national security from the threat posed by foreign adversary-controlled applications. This will give the president the power to shut down any website just because he wants to. This is not a bill about banning TikTok. Well, it is, but that ain't all that's in there, and you need to know that. Find out more about it. Check this link out. This talks a lot about ByteDance and TikTok and banning TikTok in the U.S. unless they diversify. It's not all it's about, folks, and the other part of this is freaking scary. Imagine that rotting bag of flesh in the White House having complete control over whether or not your website, even this website, Rumble itself, he could decide, nope, shut it down, and away we go. Hey, I put this link in our show notes. You should bookmark it because it's great. Steve Loves Ammo is the X at over there. Great account. You want to follow him. But check this out. Not going to read all of this, too many. But man, is this a list. You remember on this show we talked about the Maui fires, East Palestine, Ohio, all those great stories that the media wishes would just go away. This is a list of all the stories that have no real conclusion. Or whatever conclusion the government has given us, we ain't buying it. And this list is great. Right at the top, the Maui wildfires. East Palestine, Ohio, for the second time. Joe Biden's classified documents as a senator. Anybody? Fauci working with China to create bioweapons. Pete Buttigieg's best friend in prison for child porn. Cocaine in the White House. The data collected from the Chinese spy balloons. Ukraine intelligence documents released that show they were suffering massive losses, and the American taxpayer was being lied to. That would be you and me. Nancy Pelosi's film crew on the 6th of January. Veterans being kicked out of shelters to make room for illegals. Just because you're not reading these stories anymore, this is still happening. Take a look. This goes on and on and on. Distractions in overdrive. Designed to make you forget about what's going on. We will not forget about this. We will bring this up. We will go through this list, and we will continue to talk about these things exactly for the reason that they hope you will forget about it, and you will just go away. To which end? There's one more additional story I added in here, which has to do exactly with one of these, one of our top stories, and that's East Palestine, Ohio. A Biden administration official has admitted devastating controlled burn of the derailed East Palestine train cars was not necessary. You remember that when they derailed and they control burned it? Now they're saying that didn't have to happen. It's a little late now, folks. Idiots! Idiots! How is it, by the way, that we managed to get these people elected? And every one of them is just more stupid than the next. Hey, did you recover from losing an hour's worth of sleep, by the way? Yeah, I know. I had to adjust things over here. Daylight savings time had happened on Sunday. We lost an hour worth of sleep, which I really can't put up with. But they've been talking about what happens when you lose that hour of sleep? Sunday, we sprang ahead to daylight savings time. A lot of experts on sleep say we shouldn't do this. Members of health groups favor standard time over daylight savings time because they say it's more aligned with our body clocks. Lawmakers have pushed to make daylight savings time permanent. Research shows the abrupt seasonal shift in time disrupts circadian rhythms, leading to sleep disturbances, increased fatigue, and even to heightened risk of heart attacks, strokes. Right after the clock shift in March, there is a spike, according to research and studies, in workplace accidents, road accidents, and medical errors. Mostly due to sleep deprivation. Daylight is not saved, by the way, as in the name of daylight savings time. It's just shifted to remain later in the evening. Spring and summer, the days are naturally longer. I don't need to tell you this, you're smart people. It's a little late because we're a couple of days past it happening, but experts say in order to reduce the effect, gradually adjust your bedtimes, daily activities, meal times, exercise routines. Set the clock an hour ahead Saturday night and then go to bed at your normal time to get ahead of the change. And during the week, this week, go outside in the early morning. All this week, now we're at the time change. Get outside in the early morning as the sun's coming up. It really will actually help you adjust, your body to adjust to this insanity, which they claim is good for us. It ain't. All right, folks. We are going to forego our book this evening. We will get on with that in a show down the road. We'll continue with the five little peppers and how they grew. And we thank you so much for popping by and checking the show out. As I said, my apologies for not making it over the last few days. I've got some medical issues going on here that I'm dealing with. Very difficult. And life is a challenge. Hopefully we'll get through it without too much agita. But I will do my very best to get here every day if I can. There will likely be days when I will not be able to make it, but I'll do everything I can to put this show together for you. Hey, we want to say hello to Kikubad's son and Aldo Getcher, I believe it's pronounced, two of our newest followers. Thanks, guys. We appreciate that. Or gals. All right. So that's going to do it for us. I will see you again, hopefully, tomorrow.
You just heard the Jay Sheldon Show. Join us Monday through Friday here on Rumble. Thanks for watching.
Snort.